Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
Yeah, well, we're going to just find out what is getting, what's grinding these guys' gears this week. I Call BS. Is it footy related? Is it not footy related? Like when you go into a car park and it says it's going to be $20 an hour to park in this car park, and then it takes you like 17 minutes to find somewhere to park. I Call BS on that. Like if you're going to charge $20 to park in the car park, there should be spots there for me to go straight into the parking spot. Do what I got it done. I mean, I get 43 minutes of park time if that's the result, and that's what I'd like to call BS on today.
I have a similar traffic theme. Uber Eats drivers,
right,
and riders basically. So they fall into a couple of categories. They fall into the category of the bloke on the push bike who gets in the middle of the lane and won't get over to the side, and then takes offence when you try to get past him. But the worst ones are the dodgy ones who, I reckon, when they get their job at Uber Eats, that's when they go and get their motorbike license, and they sit on these little step-throughs that wobble up, and when you stop the traffic, they're wobbling up between cars because they see the big boys on the real motorbikes do it, and they're trying to get the food there quickly. So they're wobbling past, and you think, mate, you're going to scratch my car here in a minute. But they are, mate, that's,
they're on the mopeds.
They're on the mopeds.
Yeah. And it's really hard to ride and eat your food at the same
time. Oh, anyway. And I'll tell you another one. The other one, the other day, I got some Uber Eats. So the food gets brought to me. I have to pay a little bit extra because of how far it's got to travel. And they've given it to some bloke on a push bike.
And he's... Well, how far did it have to come?
Well, from Des Moines, right? But it doesn't matter, okay? Right. But I had to pay an extra couple of bucks because of the distance it came, right? There was an extra delivery fee. So I sent him a letter because there is a complaint section, which I'm happy to inform.
Fancy you knowing that.
A hammering.
Mate, but I sent him a letter. I said, listen, I get you asking me to pay a little bit more because of the longer delivery distance you have to travel. But why would you send a bloke on a push bike to deliver it?
Yes.
Why not get a bloke in on a bike who gets there on a motorbike or a car who gets there quicker? And so my burger wasn't all soggy.
Right. Was it all soggy?
It was soggy because it was a push bike that brought it.
Yeah, and that should only be bikes around the CBD. Yeah. This bike guy delivered Red Rooster to me one day. Right. Not only that, I rang him and said, where are you? He was dropping off somebody else's because he's got to ride his bike. He was killing two birds with one stone. He made a detour.
There's a few of them that do that.
Oh, mate.
It's a rort. And I'll tell you, by the time your food arrives and the bun's all soggy or
the chips
are cold. Yeah,
no good.
Yeah. Mate.
Well, there was
just,
that.
Like, how do you stand for it? Like, these are third world problems, aren't they?
They know, Paul, but they know that we're not going to change because we're lazy on the
car. I know that. But anyway.
I'm not going to get in the car.
Wasn't there that issue? I'm not tying any brands to this, of delivery people, not of any type of brand, actually helping
food.
Themselves to the chips.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were filmed.
How'd they get pinched? On CCTV.
Yeah. They just get home tonight and at night they've had a kilo of chips. They'll go, gee, they're going light on the chips. They've been taking the chips. Oh, dear. What about you, Gordon? Would you like to call BS?
Well, I sort of joined in on that one. Yeah, do you know what? I got here Thursday night because I had to work and I love it. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, and then your wife's away at an island, and she's complaining about the weather while she's sitting at the pub having a schooner.
Your wife's away.
Yeah. Mm. So she's on a holiday with the kids on the beach, relaxing, drinking a schooner, looking at the great view, and complaining
when they're working. Whereabouts is she?
Stradbroke Island, just off Brisbane.
Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't happen with us.
It wouldn't happen with you, Anthony, would you?
My wife wouldn't leave me, mate. She just can't bear to be without me. So if I went with her, she just wouldn't go without
me. That's not what she says.
She wouldn't go without me, mate. She loves me.
Mate, she sends you cab charges in the mail, mate.
Would you like to call BS?
I haven't got a BS as such.
Well,
it'd be
then
hard
the
to top
no.
those. It
then
would
the
be very difficult
no.
to top no. those, Anthony. No. But what I have got for you,
yeah.
I've got a bit of a possum problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, out in the backyard. Hey, you've come to the right guy.
I know.
So, in the theme of Hello Possums from last year, this possum's been, he lives in the trees out the back. And it's not in my yard, it's in another one of the neighbours' yards.
Well, it's not even your yard.
All the yards. But no, but what he's doing is he's coming along the fence, right, and then he's getting onto my shed, and then he's leaving his little droppings around, right? And then some. One night I heard him, right, because he jumped on the shed out the back, and I heard the roof bang. I'm like, what was that? And so I've gone out, and his eyeball.
I got they are heavy too.
Oh, he's eyeballing me. I'm going, have a look at this bloke. And he's a nice little fella.
No. Get close, mate. See how nice he is. They're not gentle.
Well, what would your advice be, Paul, on how to handle this situation?
Well, I tried all the tricks, okay? I tried a little bit of apple. I tried a little bit of apple and dipping it in peanut butter. All these different things to try and catch. I don't know. And then when I finally caught one, I was told I was only allowed to move him 50 metres away.
Wow.
According to the law. So... yeah.
So you dropped him over hoops.
Mate,
I think you're 70 metres away.
Yeah, hoops about 70 metres away, so I might have just extended that a little bit.
So you...
They are tough, but, yeah. But if you're in your backyard, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Mine was in my roof, which is my problem.
Yeah.
I ended up got a bloke into silicone the tiles. He had the silicone the tiles in the roof.
Silicone him out.
No, we got him out. They put a little trapdoor in the roof. Right. He goes out at night, but it's only a one-way trapdoor, so he can't get back in. And but if you just put your tiles back, they push the tiles aside. They just move the tiles.
Wow.
So you've got to actually silicone them in so they can't slide the tiles away because they're crafty little buggers.
Well, that's been possum talk on 104.9 Triple M. But, mate...
If you have no problems with your possum...
Give us a call now on 1-800-POSSUM and tell us. But you are such a busybody. This is... Now, honestly, this is what I call BS on. You are such a sticky beak and a busybody.
What are you talking
You've
about?
Got to know what everyone's, what's going on in everyone's life. You've got to know where I was last night with Matt from college.
And you won't tell us either. No. Why won't you tell
us? Because it's no one. Because it's between me and,
Can I just say, Matt from Collery volunteered that information.
Just a second.
I wasn't busybody.
Because there's folding involved.
I wasn't sticky beaking, right?
Yeah.
As usual, you were out on the urn on a Saturday night.
No.
And he's volunteered the information.
No, I just want to tell you that you even said this possum wasn't even in your yard.
Just
mind your own business, mate.
I clarified that it was.
Well, you said it wasn't in your yard.
We can't all live in compounds like you do in Little Bay with big grand backyards.
You don't want to give my address
it,
over, too,
hey?
Do you?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, Long Bay.
We'll take
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.